Okay, so the Silk and Spice routes were basically some massive transcontinental trade routes covering much of Eurasia, but also the Indian Ocean region. And they brought a range of different products with them. Silk and spices being the most famous, but actually it's a whole range of different things, particularly textiles on the Silk Roads. And they're bringing these goods from Central Asia and China and other parts of Eastern Eurasia, then generally under the Caspian Sea, so through what would then be Persia, to cities like Baghdad, and then further on to places like Mosul, Aleppo, and Damascus, and then ultimately into the Mediterranean trade via either ports on the Eastern Mediterranean coastline, places like Acre or Tyre or Latakia, or swinging south into Egypt, where they'd enter the Mediterranean trade via Alexandria or Damietta, the big port cities of Egypt. The spice routes are rather different. They bring goods from India, but also beyond India, from Southeast Asia. And spices is a sort of catch-all term for things like pepper and cumin and nutmeg and all the various sort of food flavorings that were extremely expensive, particularly in the Mediterranean area, but also elsewhere. And so merchants bringing spices from India or Southeast Asia would come by ship to places like the Persian Gulf, where they would then be unloaded at Basra, then up the Tigris or up or by canal to Baghdad and beyond there to Mosul, and then across into Anatolia or into the Levantine region. Or they might go up the Red Sea, so the other side of the Arabian Peninsula, and from there into eastern Egypt, from which they would be carried initially by baggage animal, but increasingly by canal as the medieval period developed, again, into the Mediterranean trade via Alexandria and Damietta, the big port cities on the coast. So those are sort of the broad panorama of how the silk and spice routes are laid out in this era.